Chattanooga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
Mr. Willie J.
Yeah, what's up?
You can leave that up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You can leave that a little louder. Mr. Willie J.
Yeah.
As our expert on all new hip-hop and rap, how do you feel about Eminem's new album that dropped last week?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have not listened to it.
No, I don't think there's going to be a hit record out of it, but it's just cool to hear some Eminem again.
How old is he? Do you know? Oh, is he 50?
He might be.
Is he pushing that? I can't remember. Or is he the same age as like,
oh, he's
Brooks?
About there.
Was he 48?
47, baby.
So, like, hip-hop is such an interesting genre because how many hip-hop artists make new music when they turn 50 that's worth a crap?
Yeah.
Almost nobody.
Almost nobody.
Because they're so not relatable anymore.
Well, I think he had to figure out what he could actually say and get away with it.
That's true. Who knows the stuff that hit the cutting room floor for him on this album?
We've talked about this before. Like, Eminem had started today or a couple years ago would never have had a career. Never have had a career.
True.
But he probably had to come up
with it. He has an entire song that was a massive hit on the radio about him fantasizing over murdering his ex-wife. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
That
like, that is such a...
That wouldn't be at the top of the charts these days?
Are you kidding?
No.
Eminem versus hashtag Me Too would have been an epic battle.
I mean, but a lot of this is
that
happening.
That would have been crazy. Oh.
A lot of this is happening. I mean, did you see Charlie Wilson's performing at the Grammys?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Yeah, so I wanted to know if you enjoyed that.
It was all right.
We like to talk pop culture a little bit on the show. So.
I haven't heard it yet.
I've not heard a single. I read a lyric about where he like references the terrorist attack on Ariana Grande's concert as like he's gonna blow up the game like a bomb outside of Ariana Grande's concert. Like, come on, Eminem.
Yeah, I mean,
you're really pushing there.
It is. It does sound like some old Eminem though. Like
does it?
That
that's
hardcore.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah.
His second album, I think, is his best. I'll never forget when I got his first album and like listen to that though. That was life changing, man.
It's a pretty funny tweet. Eli Manning has just did his announcement, by the way, and gone through it. And Tom Brady tweeted to Eli out there and said, "Congratulations on your retirement and a great career, Eli. Not gonna lie though, wish you hadn't won any Super Bowls."
Jason just tweeted us and said, 15? There's only 12 of us, for God's sakes.
Well, that means you got to be quick.
That makes me so funny.
That's great.
Jason, you call the show right now and tell Willie J your Twitter handle. And if they match up, we'll get you some movie tickets, bro, because that's a good tweet. You get that.
Hey, something out
466-3776.
Something out there before we get into the over-unders. Ryan Wallace, who is K-State football recruiting editor for their Go Power Cat and 24/7 network, tweeted out, "Hearing Sean Snyder is expected to be announced as Nebraska's new special teams analysis sometime today, ending a 26-season run on K-State staff."
What all do you guys know about him and K-State?
He's the son of Bill Snyder.
Yes.
Right. I do know. I don't know the rankings and things, but I do know that K-State is typically pretty solid on the special teams side. I don't know a lot about Sean himself.
So, from what I was always told, and this is coming from a big booster down at K-State, who is a friend of mine. I was told that whole ordeal with Coach, as he was ready to retire, and all the stuff that was going on, was specifically around his kid, and he wanted his kid to coach. He wanted his kid to be elevated, all these different things. And that he was not super highly thought of down there, and it was his old man who was keeping him on the staff. Now, he could come here and be brilliant, and I hope that's what happens, right? I would be doing an injustice to the people, the 12 people nice enough to listen to this show, if I did not voice that there is a slight concern in the back of my head that says this is, you know, they're kind of doing a solid here for a guy. Because remember Scott coached down, he was a, what is he, a grad assistant at K-State, if I remember right,
something
like that. So it kind of helped him get going. And even in that, I'm sure, you know, T.O. had something to do with that, because those two, Snyder and T.O., respected each other.
Absolutely.
All that stuff. Doesn't make this a bad hire. I'm just passing along what I've been told, and again, this is from a booster. You could decide what you want to run with it. Hopefully he gets here, and special teams is freaking brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, he's been coaching special teams at K-State since 2011.
Hey, and K-State's made a hay on being good at that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, so, you can guarantee K-State will at very least be good at special teams. So
he was special teams coach of the year by ESPN in 2017. I don't know. That just coming out of K-State.
You have to remember, too, when Snyder was going to retire, there was so much drama around that down there that, you know, for positive and negative reasons, that some of those stories you can and can't take with a, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt. So I just wanted to pass that along because that was, again, and these are, this, by the way, it's not like I was just told this today. This is all conversations that have happened over the last 3-4 years with these people, kind of. Every time they mentioned him, it was never a good thing. That was the weird part about it. Now, he might come up here and fly, baby bird, and be a great, great coach.
Yeah. By the way, remember yesterday or the last couple days, you and I were trying to figure out which Husker entered the transfer portal?
Yeah, who was that?
Senior defensive back, Tony Butler.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't figure out because there were no, there was nothing. It was like,
all I know is nobody knew who it
was. Nobody knew. It's just being a, Tony Butler.
That's how you know when a tweet comes out, it's like, I'd like to say thanks to Nebraska, I'm hitting the transfer portal, blah, blah, blah. If you go back and look at all the retweets from media members, nobody says his name.
Nobody says, I kept looking there, I'm like, who is this guy?
That's so excellent.
It's Tony Butler. There's your little roundup.
Hopefully the dude comes up here. I don't want to sound negative. I'm just passing along what I had been told. I hope he gets up here and is a hell of a coach, right?
Yeah.
That's the hope. Just like I hope this guy who's going to be the wide receivers coach and the offensive coordinator does a fantastic job while he's here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would be doing an injustice to the 12 if I don't tell you what I've been told and heard.
Nope.
So I'm all about it, man. I just, I always will say I don't want a coach to be surrounded by yes men. So I hope even though he has a great pass with Scott Frost and he's worked with him and yada, 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 I hope that when he comes in here, he's not just that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I hope the OC who's worked with Scott
is not just like
out, is not
Scott.
Yes,
Frost, Scott, yeah,
yes. I want him to
challenge
him a little bit because I think it'll help Coach Frost become an even better coach. Is that fair?
Very fair. Absolutely.
So we got some prop bets that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I'm just going to run through the player prop bets. I know you're looking up some of the unique novelty props. So I'm going to go through with the player props, okay?
All right.
Let's just start. We're going to go down the 49ers, what's out there, and then we'll do the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay?
All right.
Well, let's just start here. I think some of these are interesting. Again, I think these things tell you what Vegas might think of the game a little bit. Jimmy Garoppolo, pass attempts in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say 32.5 is my guess.
25.
It is 29.5.
Yeah, it's he's and I would put the over on that. He'll throw. I bet you because I don't. Here's the thing: the Chiefs don't milk the clock all that well. All right, they do okay.
Yeah, but they don't.
But
they
not get, all that great.
He'll get possessions.
He'll get a bunch of possessions. Problem is the Chiefs are scoring on theirs, so it makes it hard. But yeah, I don't. I think he's gonna
of those 29.5. What is the total completions?
Yeah, that's where I would go.
And then this passing yards, what does he throw for in those 18.5 or 18 or 19 completions?
227. Yeah, part of it is when you look at the stats of this thing, the Chiefs, their corners are fantastic. They're going to make hay with the running backs and the tight end. That's that's who they're going to make hay with.
Touchdown passes, Jimmy Garoppolo.
1.5.
Yep, got it. All right, moving on. Running back here at for Mostert here. What do you think his rushing yards are?
Next Friday when we do this with Dane, let's make a sheet and a bet on the Super Bowl
for sure.
With these things.
For sure.
What now?
Mostert. Rushing yards.
I would say 64 and a half.
Okay. Willie J. He just ran for 220.
I know.
I'll go 70.
It's 74 and a half.
By the way, Henry had ran for 200 yards.
I know. I just thought
that was
74 and a half. So moving on, we'll keep going.
Here's the thing on Mostert, though, real quick on that. He could do that in one carry. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a heck of a burner, and he could do that in one carry.
Playing a little chip on the
same
shoulder.
Same thing.
Too.
I think Breda, I don't know, I have nothing to show this, but I think Breda is going to be the guy that is, he's going to have a good, he's the guy that they're going to try to rely on a little more in the Super Bowl. They'll both play, but Breda is going to get some catches. Yep. Watch.
Yep. George Kittle. Okay. Receiving yards in this game.
Ooh, probably. I bet he's, I would set it at like 94 and a half is where I would put him.
80.
Closer. It's 73 and a half.
Really? Wow. So they got, is Debo Samuel high?
Well, Debo Samuel. What do you think about Debo Samuel?
If he's at 70-something, I mean, I guess he's probably at like 70, somewhere in that neighborhood.
56 and a half.
That makes sense to me, but I don't. So the running backs must be catching some passes.
Well, they only maybe they only got Mostert's receiving yards 13 and a half.
Do they have Breda on there?
They do not have
I'm
Breda.
I'm telling you right now, Breda is the dude that if the Niners have success offensively in the passing game, Breda is a big key to that.
Yep. Moving on to your Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes' total pass attempts on the game.
I'm debating between 39 and a half and 42 and a half. I'll go 42 and a half.
Yeah, I like it too. I'll go 39.
It's just set at 35 and a half.
Okay, that's too low. Listen, he will have
money, by the way, is swinging that way.
I'm going to put, I will bet anybody that wants to, that bro has 20 pass attempts in the first half. Okay. Like, he is going to, they're not, I know the Niners defense is susceptible to the run. They're like 18th in the NFL in run defense. Doesn't matter. Chiefs don't run the ball. Get that out of your head.
Yep.
It's all about throwing, baby.
Yep. All right. Of the 35 or 36 completions he has, how many does he complete?
Like 24 and a half.
You're right. On the money.
Nice.
With that. How many passing yards? What's the passing yard set
Mathematics,
at?
Mathematics, boys.
Boom, what's the passing yard set at?
Passing yards for Mahomes, probably 314 and a half.
It's dead on the money at 300.
Right at 300? Oh, he's going over 300.
Yeah.
It'll have to be they'll have to be getting turnovers for it not to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't expect the Niners to turn the ball over a ton. So, like, to me, this is going to be long field, Pat Mahomes, 80-some yard touchdown drives is what he'll have to have again, like he's been doing. But, yeah, man, that's crazy. Huh, interesting.
TD passes.
For Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Two and a half.
You got it. Money. Yeah.
Give me overs.
Money that way, by the way. Patrick Mahomes, rushing yards in this game.
I don't think he's going to run a ton, to be honest with you guys, because I've told you a million times I like the linebackers for the Niners. So I will put down, chalk me up for like, whatever, 20 yards, maybe less.
Wow.
30 and a half.
Wow.
And the money is going on the unders.
Yeah, it should be unders. Huh. On the he's going to, they'll throw on the Niners. The way the Niners play, and I don't foresee him running a ton. Now, he is capable of breaking a long one and extending plays, but I don't see it.
Interesting here because they don't run, but they do have Damien Williams on this list to talk about. But they don't have rushing yards.
No, because he's not going to. If Damien Williams goes over 100 yards, this will be the weirdest game I've ever seen.
What are Damien Williams' receiving yards for the game? And it's going on the overs, by the way.
I would only have him at like 30 something.
That's right. It's 29 and a half, and it's going that way.
Yeah. That's.
All right, let's move on to the running back. Tight end.
Okay.
Where did I do that? Tight end. Travis Kelce receiving yards on the game.
Oh, chalk me up for like 79.5.
Willie J?
64?
You guys are in the mail, but it's closer at 75.5.
Yeah. So
how many catches does he have, too? So think about that.
And it's probably 6.5 over.
It's 5.5, and it's heavy on the overs.
Yeah, so here's the thing. And again, the Niners have good linebackers, and they have good safeties. Travis Kelce's a stud. But I think the hay for this team, for the Chiefs, is going to be made by the wide receivers in this game. I really do. We'll see. I got a week to think this through. Travis Kelce will have, I think, one of those 7 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. I think that's his day. That's what I think the world Travis Kelce's living in this game. And then I think the one that's going to get a lot of, it's going to be in the secondary, whoever Richard Sherman has to cover between all those fast guys, they're going to try to go on him. And don't forget, their other corner's not super great either. So it's all going to come down to, for the Niners, if they can get a pass rush. If their pass rush gets home, this is a whole new ball game. I don't think it will, so that's why I think the score is going to be indicative of that.
Yep. All right, move on. Go Tyreek Hill, receiving yards.
I personally think Tyreek Hill goes over 100. They probably have him set at like 80.
74.5.
Yeah.
He's like right on the same numbers. 5.5 catches.
He has a deep touchdown in this game. He will have,
by the way, that's interesting.
Him or Mecole Hardman will have a deep touchdown, maybe both.
Because that's interesting. It's got his longest reception in the game set at 27.5.
I mean, this is the NFL. You got fast dudes out there, but he's fast. I think he catches one over the top for a touchdown. Especially, the thing is the Niners, unless they change this, the Niners typically don't move their corners around. So you have ways to be able to get mano a mano either Mecole Hardman or Hill on Sherman. And Sherman is a brilliant player. He just runs like a 4.65, and those dudes run in the 4.2s. You know what I mean? So I'll tell you this. If the NFL, if they're letting flags go in the secondary, the Niners are going to be really touchy in this game. And if they're letting the flags go, then it'll be a different story. But I doubt they'll let that happen.
That's what I got.
That's where you're at?
That's where I'm at. That's what I got, the player props for now.
Is there nothing on Emmanuel Sanders?
Nothing on Emmanuel Sanders. Again, no Breda in there. Because I'm surprised. I wonder if they'll add some later on. I'm surprised not seeing those when you look at, you know, Garoppolo's number at 237.5, completing 18 catches, right? 18. And just in this, just with the two receivers that they've got in here, it's only like it's only like 10 catches between guys.
Did you see this? Over under, these are some fun prop bets I want you guys to jump in on. Over under, Donald Trump tweets during the game. Oh, you want to guess where that's set at, boys?
That's got to be at 4.
I'm going to say 6.5.
13.5 is the number over under on that. What do you guys think?
Under.
I'll go under.
I'm going under.
He's
going
to be quiet.
I take the
He will definitely have some loud ones, but I don't think he's not going to tweet 1,000,000,000,000 times. Oh, God, this one's terrible. Will a player leave the game and not return due to a concussion-like symptoms?
Yikes.
The yes is plus 120. No is minus 150. Will any scoring drive take less time than the national anthem took to sing?
Say that again.
Will any scoring drive take less time than it will take the national anthem to be sung?
Any scoring drive?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking like...
I'd go yes.
I'm going to say no.
You're not seeing a quick strike touchdown over the top to anybody?
Nope. Nope.
Get another one on here. Over under set at 3.5. How many commercials featuring dogs?
20. You told me this one already, but
it's 3.5. What do you guys? Are you taking the over under on that?
I'm gonna take the over on the pups,
Did
man.
Did you say commercials featuring dogs?
Yeah.
And there's only how many? It said three.
3.5. That's easy money.
That's what?
Yeah.
That's wow.
Will J Lo? Here's one for you. And I'll give you guys the, as soon as this scrolls down. Will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage during the halftime show Yes is plus 500. No is minus 1,000.
I like the odds. I'd say yes, just because the odds pay out better.
One of them, will J-Lo or Shakira twerk on stage during the halftime show?
I'm going
right now, no is the where the
I would
is
say
there
no.
A, is the there leader. A let's hope option?
Yeah, well, okay, yes. And then here's also my question. Who's the old white dude in Vegas that's determining whether or not how they're shaking their butt, because they will,
yeah,
constitutes twerking or not? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who's the judge?
Like, I need to know who the judge is for me to decide if I want to take that or not. What color will the Super Bowl Gatorade shower be? Lime green, yellow, that is plus 275. Purple, plus 1,400. What do you guys think?
Never purple, usually, so.
Straight up water is plus 300. They're not going to do red, right? Because the Chiefs will have a red jersey on.
You got to be able to, like.
You got to see it.
I'm going, I'd go lime
yellow
green.
Yellow looks like pee.
Lime green.
That looks like urine, though.
That's it.
I'm thinking it'll end up being like blue, something along those lines.
I can see it.
Maybe they'll just do what they did with old Frank Solich. They'll just throw French fries on Andy Reid.
That'd be cool. Andy Reid would love that.
What about?
He's like, wait, boys.
What about one field goal scored in each quarter? Think it happens?
No. What about you?
No, there won't be. No.
How about this one? MC Hammer's in a commercial. Will he say during the Cheetos commercial, "Hammer time"?
Yes.
Yeah, will he say "too legit"?
Please.
At one point.
Please.
I think he will. Don't hurt him, Hammer. Hammer, don't hurt him. 13.5 tweets for Donald Trump, by the way. That's a good one. How about this one? Will any player propose to his girlfriend on the field after the game?
No.
No is minus 900. Yes is plus 500. I could see Mahomes proposing to his girlfriend.
Can you?
You think?
I could. They're high school sweethearts. This is like the pinnacle of his career if he wins this thing. I could see it.
Huh.
She's kind of crazy, isn't she? Is she in the whack-a-mole category?
A little bit. She's in that neighborhood.
Like, right? Am I wrong by saying that?
I'm staying out of this one.
She's cray-cray, man.
A little bit. She yells a lot. Between her and his brother. They're a little much.
His brother's a little nuts, too.
Yeah, he's extra. Just saying.
He's extra, man. Like, he's a little out there. He's a TikTok superstar. Willie J, I could see you doing the dance moves he does.
No.
I could. Like, I feel like you got those moves in your back pocket. Guys, thank you. We'll be back Monday.